Good morning, everyone. We're joined now by Michael Kirk, who's a Frontline producer. And on April 13th, his film Obama's Deal will air. Frontline, of course, is a production of our partner WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Michael Kirk.
Good morning, John.
Who joins us from the Boston area. And you don't have an ending to this film, do you yet?
Not yet, and I'm crossing my fingers one way or the other. The film will end, but it's whether it's a happy ending for the president or a less happy ending.
And the happy ending also would refer either, depending on how you believe politically, for all American citizens who have something at stake in this debate. Michael Kirk, it seems to me, and we've got some excerpts from your film. Here's Dan Pfeiffer, a White House communications director, and this comes directly from your film, which is currently in the edit room right now, that the stakes of this entire battle here are pretty neatly laid out in this remark right here.
We were sitting in the Oval Office as we were sort of having a debate around health care at one point. The president said, it's about health care, but it's not really about health care. It's also about proving whether we can still solve big problems in this country. And this was going to be the test case for that.
Now, Michael Kirk, when did that meeting take place that Dan Pfeiffer is referring to? And did the president really launch this entire narrative by saying, can we solve big problems in the United States anymore?
Well, he launched it, I think, way back when he was running for the presidency and said and promised to try to change the culture and the way of operating in Washington. Healthcare, I think, was his test case, the case study that he would use to try to change the narrative of the way the pernicious politics of our country have been run for a number of presidencies. This particular meeting happened very early in the presidency when Joe Biden and others sat around and said, absolutely not. Don't take on universal health care. I've seen it eat too many presidencies alive.
Wow.
At the same time that Geithner and Summers were sitting in there saying, we've got an economy that's crashing. You got to pay attention to job one. But President Obama wanted an issue that he thought could demonstrate how different his presidency would be, and health care became that issue.
And he began to acquire the allies who would help to shape that message and to shape the entire narrative going forward. What's the first milestone, as you see it, in this story? Really, and it begins right after the election.
It's a very interesting case of an outsider suddenly surrounding himself, because I think he probably realized he had to, and the advice he was receiving was he had to. He had surrounded himself with insiders, former people who had worked in Congress all around the West Wing, including Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff. But the primary person he brought in was one of the great Washington quintessential insiders, Tom Daschle, who'd been the majority leader for the Democrats and had been unelected by the people in his home state, and was at the time a health care lobbyist, or not a lobbyist legally, but a person who advocated for health care groups in Washington and very well known to the president.
And, you know, as you say, former majority leader in the Senate and a powerful person in Washington, and some have called him the most knowledgeable person on health care, but almost immediately that choice went south. Here's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show on February 2nd, 2009.
I do want to say a quick word to anyone out there who wants to bring change and hope to a deeply divided and suffering America. Pay your f***ing taxes. We're not asking you to be perfect. You want to be in the cabinet? We're not saying you can't throw a little under the table to the Guatemalan nanny. You're not saying you can't accept a couple of thanks for your help fruit baskets from the boys down at Local 238. But Tom Daschle? Obama's pick for health secretary?
Here, Michael Kirk, Frontline producer, you see the cynicism that now suffuses this entire debate on health care reform starting to sweep in.
It begins literally, it's a great clip because it begins literally right at that moment. He's less than a month in, and he loses his primary point person on the issue because of the not only taxes, but he gets Daschle gets eaten alive by a rival in the Senate, Max Baucus, and Baucus's kind of partner on the Senate Finance Committee, the Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
And if the original turning point in this debate was the acquisition of Rahm Emanuel as sort of chief of staff for the president, someone with a aggressive reputation for working on Capitol Capitol Hill, the demise of Tom Daschle being another turning point. Things really, really turned in the summer of 2009. Describe what you think is the critical turning point in the summer of 2009.
One of the things that Obama needed if he was going to get the bill passed was speed. It had to happen while the new president still had some juice. What happened with the Republicans was they intentionally slowed it down so that across the summer it was like heavy boots walking in mud over at Congress to try to get anything done. What they were essentially doing...
Here's the sound of some of those boots. This comes directly from your film. Do you think the president walked into this?
I think he did, sort of unknowingly. They hadn't really anticipated the anger and the fervor and the ability of Republicans and others, including indigenous movements like the Tea Party movement, to stoke it up and make it happen when Congress went home in August. And that really took it right to the precipice, that is the health care bill.
Well, your film will air April 13th, where we will know the outcome here. Where do you think we are right now before we go, Michael Kirk?
I think we're right on the edge, John. I think the president is counting votes. If he had them, there'd be a vote on it. We'd be hearing about it right now. He still doesn't have them even a year into this process.
If you had a camera anywhere in Washington right now, where would you want it?
I'd be right over Rahm Emanuel's shoulder.
Michael Kerr, well, there may be some of those POV shots in the frontline. Obama's Deal, produced by director Michael Kirk, frontline producer for the forthcoming documentary Obama's Deal, broadcast by Frontline, by our member station and partner WGBH on April 13th. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.